stuck with a high-maintenance credit card rate? This new year, it's time to break up. Transfer your balance to CME Federal Credit Union and enjoy 3% APR for 12 months. New year, better vibes, big savings. You deserve a wallet that loves you back. Make an appointment today with your neighbors at CME Federal Credit Union and transfer your high-maintenance credit card balance and save.
Terms and conditions apply. New balances only. 5% balance transfer fee. Visit cmefcu.org for details.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, a dad in the UK has gone viral after spending over a year parking in every single space at his local Sainsbury's, carefully tracking and rating each space. What started as a way to beat boredom has captured people's attention online, raising questions about why we're so fascinated by the mundane. Bored man Gareth Wilde joins us now. Gareth, how are you today?
Yeah, hi, that's quite the introduction.
Isn't it just? Just to bring you back, Gareth, this started around 2021, didn't it? Kind of quietly. What was it exactly you did?
It started further back than then. So sadly to say, this isn't the first time I've done this. I actually did a car park between 2016 and 2021. And this is my second go at it.
Right. Why did you do it the first time? What went through your mind at that point?
I mean, it really is just, it's like doing the food shop is super boring, right? I'm a deeply childish person, and I just try and find ways to, make my life slightly more interesting. Through the mundane things that we do. So I thought, well, I may as well just try and park in each one. And it started off as a stupid little thing that was just for me. And then as I sort of told people, they really got behind it. And then it kind of grew legs. And then for some reason, the media got interested. So it's just such a non-story, but
yeah,
I'll run with it.
If you'd woken me during the night and said you're going to be talking to a man who's parked in every single, you know, I would have said, come on now. But here we are on national radio talking about it. So I get the impression it was when you moved and you got an opportunity kind of to start afresh. That's when you really decided to kind of get scientific about the whole thing.
Yeah, so I mean, I must admit, I quite like a spreadsheet. I spend a lot of my working day in spreadsheets, I got serious with it by mapping out the car park with like a Google overhead view, assigned the different spaces to different numbers just so I knew what I was getting each time, it's when I sort of presented that info as a post online, people just seemed to really get behind it. I think people like a spreadsheet. I think that's what it is. And a stupid challenge as well. So,
right. Yeah. So just to go back to the 108 spaces in this car park, were there particular challenges involved? And were some spaces, you know, holding out, playing hard to get?
You know, some of the spaces really close to the front of the store, I think that's the ones that like the people who work in the shop actually parking, right. So trying to get them was more of a challenge, but I mean, you know, not, I think it'd be a stretch to call it challenging. You know, it's just going along each week doing the food shop, and it's, you know, anything to try and make things a little bit more of a game, I suppose.
And then what kind of stuff were you posting online? Were you like filling in colored little boxes of the ones you'd taken, or how did that work?
Yeah, so I mean the sort of final post just included, it showed sort of the working out, the thinking behind it, which includes, you know, some like a little graphic of what I was trying to, the different spaces I was trying to get. So again, I think it just resonates with people, like you said in the intro. I think people quite like some of this more mundane content, which I'm fine with, you know. It turns out I'm a deeply boring person, so.
Right. I think that with the current news cycle, a lot of people may be getting a bit of pleasure in mundane things. I know some of the TV I've watched recently, which is so far away from the news cycle that it's hard to believe, is extremely mundane, you know, so it's kind of, it's a bit safe, isn't it?
Well, I think that's it. You know, there's so much war going on in the world that maybe people just need a stupid story about a guy who parks in every parking spot. That's what I'm claiming anyway, and that's what I'm telling all friends and family.
How long did it take you to finish this project?
This recent one was 1 year, 7 months. The previous one was 6 years. So, you know, I've committed way too much of my life to this absolute nonsense.
You're not planning on moving anytime soon, are you?
No, but you'd be surprised. I've had other supermarkets get in touch asking if I'd come and shop at their place and cover it. So, I mean, who knows what's going to happen next? It's so much that's come from such a stupid little thing.
Yes. If they contacted you and said, come, would they be kind of paying you to do that?
Hey, if they want to pay me, if there's like some sort of loyalty black card where I get some discount, I am all in for it. This is me advertising myself. Come and get me.
Yeah, come and get me, he said. So if they did come and get you, it would probably be the first ever example of somebody who's been some way sponsored to do something as mundane as this, wouldn't it?
I mean, what a legacy, being a car park influencer. You know, that can go on the gravestone.
Car park influencer, it's hard to get your head around. So when you finished it, did you celebrate?
Do you know what? It's just such a, like, I don't know, my family are sort of behind it. So when I did it and said, yeah, I did it, that everybody just very quickly moved on, and it was just such a non-event. But the results of posting it online, I think that was where the real sort of reaction came from. So that was quite fun. It's nice to see that other people are behind it.
Yeah, and I know you've young children too. So how do they feel about it?
They love it because they, you know, they've listened to me being interviewed on the news, on the TV, on the radio. And they think it's hilarious. So, you know, for this short period of time where they're still young, I've still got a little bit of respect there. But I think when they get older and realise quite the scale of how boring this really is.
I'm just wondering if they've turned to their friends and said, "That's my dad."
God, I hope not.
and your wife, is she okay with this too?
Yeah, she knows that I'm a childish man, so she's usually behind a lot of the stupid things I get up to. So, yeah, she's okay.
All right, that's brilliant. So you're at a bit of a loose end now, I guess. So have you any idea what the next challenge might be?
I mean, there's always another car park, you know. I can always turn to that, although somebody suggested some other, like, food-based things where rating different foods from supermarkets, but really it's just got to fit in around what I'm already doing. So I'm, you know, as well as being childish, I'm also very lazy. Like, unless it fits around what I'm doing, it's not, I'm not going to be going out of my way to do anything extra.
The rating different foods, that sounds like it's going into normal everyday influencing, which I think this is a step above, be honest.
I know my niche. Yeah. It's got to be super boring, man.
It has to be. if anyone can think of anything, I'll ask our listeners. They may know something even more mundane than this. They may come up with something. So we live in hope.
I'll be impressed if there's anything more boring.
I'm just looking forward to getting home to telling my children I talked to you.
Yeah, what a pleasure for you.
Yes, Gareth, I'll remember the saying, treasure it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Gareth. While there, he parks in different spaces. What can you say?
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
With a high maintenance credit card rate, this new year, it's time to break up. Transfer your balance to CME Federal Credit Union and enjoy 3% APR for 12 months. New year, better vibes, big savings. You deserve a wallet that loves you back. Make an appointment today with your neighbors at CME Federal Credit Union and transfer your high maintenance credit card balance and save. Terms and conditions apply. New balances only, 5% balance transfer fee. Visit cmefcu.org for details.